Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The United States Department of Agriculture is not only working to develop regulations for agricultural hemp, but they're also formulating a risk management tool to provide farmers a safety net. USDA Risk Management Agency Administrator Martin Barbee noted during the recent hemp forum in Louisville that his staff is looking to Kentucky as they develop crop insurance.
If I had 49 other states and a few territories that were at the place Kentucky is right now, this project from RMA's perspective would be a whole lot further along. Commissioner Quarles has done a tremendous job with the push from the leader McConnell, and now Undersecretary Ibaugh is behind making sure we get these regulations out. It's critical that we get those regulations out.
Barbee notes crop insurance has to work, but has to be responsible as well.
We have a challenge within crop insurance. We have a duty. I mean, I have a duty. My job is to making sure my products work for producers. And by working for producers, that can include not being overly generous, giving producers more subsidy than possibly they should be done, because we have a responsibility to the American taxpayer who funds our program. And Congress makes sure we do that right. So, you know, I have a couple of responsibilities here.
He adds getting the product out quickly for producers is his goal.
I don't want to put out a product that's either too good and everybody in the country wants to grab the lollipop and then it gets out of hand. Or I don't want a product to go out on the other end of the spectrum that just simply doesn't work for producers.
We'll continue discussing agricultural hemp in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
USDA Risk Management Agency Director Martin Barbee adds there are quite a few challenges.
We have markets across the country that talk about the value of the flowers that go from $25 to $200 a pound to make the CBD oil. Fiber is from 5 to 10 cents a pound. I mean, it's obviously a lot more volume per acre, but so there is a lot of challenges.
He notes reliable data is another challenge.
There's still challenges of getting good production data, good pricing data. We need to see maybe, you know, better ways of understanding these things as we build our product.
When asked if agricultural hemp is too risky, he noted the USDA needs more sound information to reduce the risk.
I wouldn't say too risky. I would say we're just not there yet. If I was putting a product out today, I guess I would probably say that it would be too risky because we don't have enough data to make it actuarially sound. That's where we need to get to.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.